Good morning.
Good morning.
A nice and bright morning. Love it. No humidity. Okay. First of all, prayers and concerns. I don't have any in front of me, but does anybody have something? How about some announcements? I have a couple here that I'm going to read first, and then we'll look at the back of the bulletin. We got adult Sunday school that's going to be starting on the 19th of September at 9:45 in Wesley Hall. Reading this, the little note that Carrie Gentry sent. Thank you. I invite you all to come and we will study right out of the Bible. Please bring your Bibles, questions, and opinions and experiences as we all learn to move in God's Word. We are starting the book of James, chapter 1. Please come. This is a new format we are trying. It will succeed if you come and participate. No more excuses if I don't understand. Carrie. Okay. All right. And some announcements. On the back of the bulletin, the food pantries on Monday, September 13th at Sand Lake Transportation, Thursday, September 16th at Valiant Ministries in Croswell. And the United Methodist Women will be collecting the socks for school. And a special basket, I assume, is in the back. Abundance basket. Oh, it's in Fellowship Hall. Okay. And the grief classes will start again on Monday and September 13th at 6 o'clock at Wesley Hall. Also, we're going to have a Sunday school kickoff picnic, and we're going to host it again at our place. And we didn't have one last year, so I can say that we have one new thing for the kids to play on. Ron built a tractor and wagon last year. Haven't got anything new this year, but I'm sure the kids will have fun with everything we got out in the woods. And also, I made built a cornhole game. So if anybody's interested, I like to play cornhole. And Karen, you have an announcement? Did I do your announcement? Your socks.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Karen, and I'm representing the United Methodist Women, and we are having a socks for school drive. You know, as I put these on this morning, I thought, oh, I feel so nice and warm and cozy. And I was thinking, if I didn't have a pair of socks, or if my socks were full of holes, or if it's winter, and I went out and played and got wet, and then my mother said, you go put your socks on right now. What would I do? I think I would go to my drawer, open it up, and look at a couple new pair of socks and say, oh, that's what those nice people at the church got me. I'm going to put them on. That's why we have this basket over there. It says socks for school. Our kickoff is September 19th. We would like to have socks donated, brought in, new socks, put in the basket, and then the kids from the church that day can all grab a couple pair of socks. Any socks that are left over, we've designated, we can use them for the shoebox containers that we send at wintertime. And the school is always in need of socks for kids that have accidents or just have wet feet. They supply them. And then there's Project Blessings. So we hope to fill our basket with socks for school, help our own kids all with a couple pair of socks from the church congregation, and then designate them for other uses. So next Sunday and the Sunday after, or anytime you stop in the church, you can always leave them in the office, or feel free to bring them in and put them in the basket. And we're going to attach notes to them, such as, God loves you, we do too, have a good school year. Something like that. Just let the kids know we're thinking of them and we're praying for them. Thank you.
Sounds like a thing, something that we all need to do. Okay. My notes. Birthdays and anniversaries. We have this week Rick Tank on the 4th, John Prosser on the 9th, and Claire Thurino on the 10th. Can we sing happy birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
On the 5th, and Richard and Dee Stone on the 9th, and Jeff and Beth Mavis on the 10th. Welcome to First United Methodist Church, and our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. And our mission statement for our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ and for the transformation of the world. Our pastor is Sue Platt, and she'll be bringing the morning message. My name is June Potter, and I'm worship leader for this morning. Now let us quiet our minds and prepare our hearts for worship. And now we'll sing our praise song, Change My Heart, O God, on the screen, and number 2152 in your little book.
My heart, oh God, may I be like you.
And we have our call to worship. If you will read the bold print. If we would find God in our lives, if our worship is to be fulfilled, we must see God's will for us. Speak to us, Lord, as we open our ears and our hearts to your presence in our lives. The Lord is present in those who seek him in a spirit of love and humility. Please pray of confession in unison. Our God, despite our best intention, we find ourselves discriminating against some of our neighbors for a variety of reasons. When our actions, our lack of action, belie our faith, we need your forgiveness. Send your Holy Spirit upon us, that we may truly serve you by doing all that we possibly can to meet the needs of our neighbors. For Christ's sake, amen.
Let us pray. Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, from whom no secrets are held, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Now we have hymn number 548, and it's on the screen, Christ. In Christ there is no east or west.
Seated. I'm going to head out. I have children outside, so would you like to join me outdoors? Because we have a whole bunch outdoors. Can you come out with me, Kylie? I don't know if we have any others. I don't think so. We're headed out. The others are coming up to the building, as I asked them this morning. We do have the birthday girl out here, Claire. It's good to see her back from Alaska for a few days. So, come on out. All right. So how are all of you? Good? You started school? Garden? No, Carter did. And Claire's back home for a few days. It's so good to see you. Happy birthday, girl. Yeah, she's still being a little shy. Kylie, how's school going for you? Good. Are you guys in the same grade? No. Okay, you're younger. Okay, I can't keep track of all of you guys. It's just good to see you. It's just good to see you. So, I was going to bring a box of crayons this morning, and I forgot. Will you forgive me? Good. If I had a box of crayons, and some were sharpened and good and looked good, and others were broken into pieces, what ones would you want to use? The sharp ones. Why? They work better. Today we're going to talk a little bit about favoritism. Would that favor the good crayons versus the bad crayons? Yeah, it would do that, wouldn't it? You'd rather use the good ones than the bad ones. Well, what if somebody came into our church and they were dressed really nice? Maybe they had a beautiful dress on or a suit on if they were a male. And we said, oh, come and sit here. But then somebody came in and they had ragged clothes and they smelled. Who would we favor, one or the other? Let's be honest. Would we? Would we favor the one what? That was wearing what? Better clothes, didn't smell. Now, would you like it if I said, come here, you're going to come up by me and stand by me, right? And you stood by me, and I just went, she's just so wonderful. But I said to you, you go over here in the corner, maybe sit on the pavement. How would you feel? That wouldn't make you feel very good, would it? So we need to make sure that we treat others with respect, not favor, you know. And it's hard, isn't it, to look at somebody and if they smell, we may not want to be hanging around with them, right? Yeah, I probably would be the same way. Versus somebody that we really showed favoritism. And I bet you all have favorite friends that you hang with. Do you have favorite friends? And it's nice to hang with them, right? Well, you know, that's not a sin, but it is a sin if you only pay attention to them and you turn your back on somebody else. Like when you're at school, if you're just hanging with your friend and somebody's by themselves, how would they feel? Sad. And you don't want to have somebody do that to you, right? Yeah. So let's pay attention to who's around us, how people feel, and be treated like you want to be treated. Is that a good way to be at school? Okay, can we pray? Holy God, we thank you that these kids know right from wrong, but all of us fall short of the glory of God sometimes. And so help us to be better. Help us to love one another. Help us to not be favorites with just a few of our people, of your people, but with all your people. And help us to show love, your love, in the name of Christ. And all God's people said, amen. Okay, you know what? I forgot my bulletins, but you guys are all getting your package this week. I have them in my car, so you'll get your bulletin for today, okay? All right, let's go in, Kylie.
The Old Testament reading for this morning is found in Proverbs 22, verses 1 and 2, 8 and 9, and 22 and 23. A good name is more desirable than great riches. To be esteemed is better than silver or gold. Rich and poor have this in common. The Lord is the maker of them all. Whoever sows injustice reaps calamity. And the rod they wield in fury will be broken. The generous will themselves be blessed, for they share their food with the poor. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor, and do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will exact life for life. May God add his blessings upon the reading of his word.
And now June's going to bring us our special music today.
I reflected on the last year and a half or so, and there was never a time when God wasn't there.
Thank you.
does it seem like the storm just won't break? Is there a mountain in front of you that doubt says will never move? And you wonder, will God make a way? Well, tell me a time He's not been faithful. Tell me a morning His mercies weren't new. Tell me a moment He wasn't able to carry you through. And tell me a day He was less than almighty, when He could not roll back the tide. Child, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a time. So be strong in the Lord and remember to take hold of faith and stand firm. You can be confident the Lord keeps His promises. If you doubt Him, just read through His word and tell me a time He's not been faithful. Tell me a morning His mercies weren't new. Tell me a moment He wasn't able to carry you. Tell me a day was less than almighty, when He could not roll back the tide. Child, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a time. He can work miracles to the impossible. Don't believe it, just go on and try. Tell me a time He's not been faithful. Tell me a morning His mercies weren't new. Tell me a moment He wasn't able to carry. Child, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a day He was less than almighty, when He could not roll back the tide. Child, when you look back, you're gonna find there was never a time. Never a time.
Never a time. Thank you, June. As we go to our Lord in prayer, let us remember those that are in the fire, hurricanes, flooding, all the natural disasters that have been happening. Remember Haiti with the earthquake. And this week in our business, we are praying for Accents Hair Studio. I was at Deckerville this morning, and several of them have their children or adult children but have COVID. So we remember and continue to pray for those that are affected with COVID still. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Abba, Father, holy God and most gracious one, We humbly come before you this morning, praising your name, worshiping you, thanking you for all that you've done for us. We celebrate birthdays and anniversaries. We celebrate harvest of food that can meet our needs. We're thankful for socks and the opportunity to help others, for our businesses in town, for our church and community. We praise your name that we are here to be a vessel, to reach out and help, to love, to care for others, and to honor and glorify you. Lord, you know those that we have named, those that are quiet in our hearts. We ask, Lord, that you hear our prayers and have mercy on us. And we pray for those that are ill, recovering from surgery, having COVID. We pray your healing touch upon them to strengthen and to heal. They may be made whole. Lord God, we pray for those that continue to seek jobs, to be in stress with finances. Provide for them, Lord. Give them hope. Guide and lead them to a place where you desire for them to be. Lord, we pray for all of those in the Haiti and the United States who are so devastated with natural disasters. Fires that keep raging out of control, to floodwaters, to rebuilding. You know all. You know the needs. We pray that we can help. We pray that these people can find food and a place to shelter, that they have clothes on their back. And we know many are just displaced, Lord, and we lift them to you and ask that you help. Seems like the world sometimes just falling apart. Yet you are in control. We may not understand, we may not know. We may feel unable to help. But sometimes it starts with a dollar here and a bucket here, pair of socks, to help those who are in need. So use us. Fill us with your Holy Spirit that we see and are guided, that we hear, how we can make a difference. We give you our lives, our church, our community, Lord, and we ask that you bless it. In the name of the risen Christ who died for us and taught us to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Please stand as able as we sing, Open My Eyes That I May See. Thank you. We'll be continuing in the book of James. As James talks to us, he kind of brings us back to that last verse in chapter 1 that I read last week. I'm going to reread that verse before I read today's, because it's really talking about where we go in today's sermon. Chapter 1, verse 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. He ends that, and then we begin in chapter 2 and read today's verses 1 to 17. My brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, must not show favoritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing the clothes, the fine clothes, and say, "Here's a good seat for you," but you say to the poor man, "You stand there," or "Sit on the floor by my feet," have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts? Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised those who love him? But you have dishonored the poor. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Is it not the rich, not the ones who are blaspheming the noble name of him to whom you belong? If you really keep the royal law found in Scripture, love your neighbors as yourself, you are doing right. But if you show favoritism, you sin and are convicted by the law as lawbreakers. For whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. For he who said, "You shall not commit adultery," also said, "You should not commit murder." If you do not commit murder or commit adultery, but do commit murder, you have become a lawbreaker. Speak and act as those who are going to be judged by the law that gives freedom, because judgment without mercy will be shown to anyone who has not been merciful. Mercy triumphs over judgment. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith and has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, "Go in peace, keep warm and well fed," but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. The word of God for the people of God. Let's pray. Lord, may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable and pleasing to you, O Lord. Now may there be less and less of me and more of you. These things I pray. Amen. Week 2 of James. I come and I look at this again and go, "Really, God, I got to preach on this?" Don't always like to hear what James is telling us, but it comes from God. We're talking about we need to take care of the poor, the distressed, the widows, orphans. But he also begins with not showing favoritism. I'm wondering, as I ask the kids outside, do we not show favoritism? We gather with the same people and I like to be with this person, but I'm not sure I want to be with this person. Are we not human enough that we can admit that all of us do that? Yeah. When I was reading commentaries, it said, though, that favoritism can be a sin. But just having friends, those that are closest to us, doesn't have to be a sin. It's a sin if we will only pay attention to them and no one else and do harm to someone else. The scripture here says it pretty clear too, though. If we show favoritism, we're breaking the law. That's kind of an ouch, isn't it? So I thought about this, and you know, I've said it before sometimes in church that, you know, I've been in some churches and I also wanted to look at this as not just the favoritism, but being judgmental. We use the word judgmental instead of favoritism. I've been at churches where people have said, now I'm sure it's not any of you, but people have said, when a stranger comes in and they sit in their seat, you're sitting in my seat.
I'm sorry.
None of us would do that, though, would we? You know, that's our spot. Do we show favoritism in a different way? This is where I always sit. You can't sit where I sit. What happens if someone comes in, like they said here, not to a meeting, but to the sanctuary to worship, and one was finely dressed? You know, a woman has a fine dress on, or the man has a suit on. That used to be the old days. When I was growing up, that's what you did. Now it's different and it's open. But how would we treat somebody if they came in a fine dress or a suit and yet somebody else came in and they were kind of smelly and wore ragged clothes? Would we say, oh, come sit with us? If the children would have been inside, I would have, and we kind of did it outside, but you couldn't see that. I had Adeline come up and stand by me, and I gave her a hug and kind of, you know, boy, you're great. And then I made Riley go over and go, you stand over here in the corner. She said, that would make me sad. But that's kind of what Scripture's talking about. Do we show favoritism to those who come in the door, inviting them to come sit with us? Do we ignore them? You go sit over there. Or don't say anything. Are we showing favoritism when we just talk to our own people? When we stand in the narthex and we talk with one another instead of greeting those that are coming in, especially somebody new. I hope our visitors were welcome this morning. We should always be prepared for visitors. To not stand and social with our own, being favorites, oh, I got to talk to you. And I've done it. I'm guilty. I'm back there in the narthex. How are we seen when people come in? Oh, they went to use the restroom. We should be bold and go, hey, when you come in, do you know where the restroom is? It's part of the welcoming that we talked about weeks ago. Showing favoritism. Judging. Looking at others. Are they different than us? So with the school kids that were outside, you know, do they just hang with their own group? Which is normal. I want to hang out with my friends. Do we turn our backs on others that may be all by themselves and alone? Hey, why don't you come sit with me? Feels always good, doesn't it? To have a friend, to not have to be sitting by yourself. Maybe you enjoy sitting by yourself. But do we think about others that come in, that sit by themselves, that are new? We had a visitor last week, and she sat by herself, and I invited her to come and have refreshments afterwards. Do we look at somebody and go, oh, I don't know you, so... James is pretty upfront about the words. How do you deal with somebody that comes in and looks different than what you look? When I was at Deckerville this morning, I had to laugh. I said, yes, I'm kind of looking around. Should I even say this? Yeah, those men that have long hair, or the earrings. I have judgmental eyes. Let's admit it. Sometimes if they look different than what our perception of who we want to be with, who we like to hang with, are we not human beings that judge by the outside appearance? We sang the song again this week. I don't know if you noticed. We sang it last week. We sang it again this week. Change my heart, oh God. Because God doesn't look at the outside of any of us, whether we're short or tall or heavy or skinny, black or white, yellow or red, whatever. He looks at our heart and knows what we're thinking and feeling and how we act. That's who God is. That's who Jesus is. Sometimes I wonder, God, how did you make us to be so judgmental? But, you know, there was a fall right after he made human beings. And we became sinners. So thank God this morning we're going to take communion, remembering what Jesus Christ has done for us, that he died so that we may be forgiven. His body and his blood was shed for you and I. And he goes on in this scripture and he says, help one another. You know, there's two great commandments. Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second is like it, to love your neighbors as yourself, which is in this scripture this morning. And he moves to sharing, love one another. Help one another is how I did my sermon, helping our neighbors. And I thought about the scripture that there was a man that went to Jesus and he said, you know, go and help your neighbors. And he said, who's my neighbor? Sometimes we think our neighbors are the ones that live right next door to us. Are they my neighbor? I believe what God is saying to us, help our neighbors, is just like help the widows and the distressed, those who are hurting. Our neighbors are people in our community and throughout the world. Mrs. Eddy's in Haiti. The people in the fires in California. The hurricanes in the south and the flooding that are in so many different places. Can we help them all? I believe that's impossible, isn't it? We can't be everywhere. We don't have the means for all of it. But we can make a difference with our neighbors right here, or a few dollars given to the church to help others is the beginning of helping our neighbors. And to loving all of them, not judging who they are, where they wear masks or not masks, that's a huge issue right now. Whether they're Republicans or Democrats, it shouldn't matter. We are all God's children. But the world is a different place, isn't it? Made up of human beings like you and I. I'm thankful for Karen, who's talked about doing the socks for our kids in school. We have kids that don't have socks, or they get their feet wet, especially in the snow or in the rain. And we can help one step at a time, making a little difference here and there, to be the light of the world. To be what God wants us to be is to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. And some may say, well, how does giving socks make that difference? We plant a seed of love, of Christ's love. What else can we do for our community? We pray for those that are in our businesses each week. But I've kind of fallen off and said, you know, I haven't gone to those that I've prayed for and handed them a bulletin and say, I'm praying for you. But you know, that can be making a difference. Who wants to go to Accents Hair Studio this week and give them a bulletin and said, we care about your business and we're praying for you? Amen. We need to make a difference. We need to step out of the church, out of the building. Thank you for those in the parking lot, and thank you for those listening on the radio, that we can make a difference in our community. And those that are out in the parking lot, those that are on the radio, if you want to bring socks in, we'd love it to help our children. Because there's people right here in our community that are in need, that are hungry, that need to be fed. To take them to a food bank. Or are we like James said, go in peace, be warm, be fed, and do nothing? Faith versus deeds. Will faith save us? Yes. Will deeds alone save us? No. But when we have faith, we have the desire, or I hope that we have the desire, to help those and do an action, help our neighbors, have the deeds along with faith. Because we want to honor God. We want to give glory to our God. We want to serve our God. So if you have faith and no deeds, our scripture said it's dead. So my question is, do you have faith and are willing to do the deeds? Let's pray. God, we thank you. Sometimes James just kind of hits us over the head and goes, I'm not doing what I should. But it's a great reminder that we are here to serve you, and our purpose is to help others. So use us, fill us, that we honor you and love our neighbor as ourselves. In the name of Christ, amen. Did everybody receive their communion cups? There's some right here for those that are in choir. Jesus sat with his disciples before the night that he was crucified. And during that normal Passover meal, he took the bread and he broke it and he said, this is my body broken for you. And every time you partake of this, remember me. So today we have our communion cups. Take off that first top film, and you have a wafer. This is Christ's body broken for you. Take and eat. And after the supper was over, Christ took the cup and he gave thanks. And he blessed the cup and he said, "This is my blood poured out for you for the forgiveness of your sins." Because he knows we're sinners. All of us. And then he says, "Every time you partake of it, remember me." So take the juice and remember this is Christ's blood shed for you. We will have cups in the, or a basket in the back, or the garbage can is being placed in the back for you to throw these away when we leave worship. Let us pray. God, we thank you for pouring your Holy Spirit on these gifts of bread and juice made for us to be symbolic of your body and your blood shed for us for the forgiveness of our sins. And then let us, Lord, be your vessel to remind others, to help others to come and know you, accept you as Lord and Savior, that they may have salvation. And help us to make a difference. In Christ we pray. Amen. Would the ushers please come forward? Please stand for the doxology. God, we thank you for these gifts and our appreciation of what you've done for us, dying and forgiving, that we may be made whole and have salvation. Use these gifts that others may know, that others can be your children. In the name of Christ, we pray. Amen. Our closing song is maybe a little bit of a new one. Healer of Every Ill, 22:13. It didn't do too bad for a new song, but I went and chose it for the words, "Healer of our every ill is Jesus Christ. May we turn everything over to him, that he may guide us and lead us, and that we can be his light to the world. Go with God's peace, with his love, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen."